A rescue plane has flown a sick American doctor from one research station at the South Pole across Antarctica to another research station near the edge of the continent. The crew rested overnight and will fly Dr. Ronald Szymanski to Chile today. Dr. Szymanski developed pancreatitis earlier this month after the Antarctic winter shut down regular flights to the American research station where he was working. Dr. Carl Erb is director of the Office of Polar Programs at the National Science Foundation here in Washington. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is the situation with Dr. Szymanski now?
Dr. Szymanski is resting. He's at the British station at Rothera on the edge of the continent, as you said. He's doing pretty well. He seems to be recovering nicely with a little bit of luck. That is to say, if the weather is good, that Twin Otter flight will move from Rothera out to Chile sometime this afternoon.
What were the risks with this rescue?
We've never, no one has ever flown into the South Pole this late in the austral winter. Temperatures are something like minus 60 degrees Celsius and even colder than that, which is something like minus 90 Fahrenheit, minus 80 to 90 Fahrenheit. And so the risks were substantial. It's the risks of the unknown in large part. The Air Force helped us evaluate the risks, as did the Office of Aircraft Services at the Department of Interior. And we concluded that we could accept the risks given the benefits that would accrue from doing the mission.
Had to clear off a landing strip, I suppose. Cloud cover was heavy.
At the South Pole, when we landed, the visibility was quite good. It was about 5 miles. Mm. The winds were light, so we made sure that the crew did not try to go in until the weather was favorable for the mission.
Now, what if Szymanski had developed his condition a few months later?
If it had been a few months later, there would have been no chance of going in, and the best we could have done would have been to airdrop medication, which might have helped. One just doesn't know. We're very grateful that we were able to do the mission at this time.
This is the third difficult airlift from Antarctica in 2 years, including the airlift of 11 workers from a different base on Tuesday. Is this typical for working at the South Pole?
This has really been a very unfortunate series of accidents, or incidents, I guess is a better way to say it. It's going to happen every now and then when we have about 200 people at our station at McMurdo and 50 people at the South Pole, that every now and then someone's going to get sick. We're fortunate that Ron's illness took place early enough in the season that we could get him out. Over at McMurdo, the 11 people that came out were a mix of people. There were one or two people who had medical problems that really did require urgent attention. But the fact that we were going in then made it feasible for us to bring out some other people who had less serious problems.
What are the medical capabilities of the clinic at the station?
They're rudimentary. They're the kind of capabilities you might find in a clinic in a rural village in the U.S., but they're supplemented by fairly good telemedicine capabilities. We can communicate by satellite and transmit images back in real time to hospitals in the U.S. So, for example, we had an ultrasound capability that diagnosed Dr. Szymanski's condition.
Are there just not enough people there to make an upgrade of the facilities worthwhile?
It would be difficult to have the kind of operating theater, for example, that you would need in order to do a gallbladder operation, which was his initial problem. You'd have to have an anesthetist and so on. And with 50 people there, each person has to have multiple responsibilities. It's a community in which each person has a responsibility to the whole community.
Well, they had a doctor, but the doctor got sick?
The doctor got sick. Actually, you remember 2 years ago, your listeners will remember Dr. Jerry Nielsen, the physician at Pole, got sick. And as a result of that experience, this year we made sure we had a registered nurse on station as well. And that has made a tremendous difference already, I must say.
What are they working on down there?
The research there is takes advantage of the fact that it's a high polar desert. It's one of the driest places on Earth, And that means that it's an excellent place for astrophysics. The astronomers there can look backward in time to when the universe was only 300,000 years old. Nowadays, it's 13 billion years old, so it's fascinating research.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
Dr. Carl Erb is director of the Office of Polar Programs at the National Science Foundation here in Washington.